Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast for this seventh day of April. I'm your host, Paul, and I want to thank you for joining me as we continue our journey through the Gospel of Luke. Grab a Bible and join in. If you're new to the DDP and we're picking up new people all the time, maybe this is the first time that you have ever come over here to listen to a podcast, which is very possible because we have a whole new audience today. On television. Today's the first day that our new TV program, The Garden of Grace, airs on the Grace Awakening Network, available to all Roku subscribers. If you have a Roku device, you can watch The Garden of Grace on Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and whatever time that is simultaneously around the world. We're airing for 30 minutes every week, The Garden of Grace. This is me picking sermons from the past few years that I want to put out there in front of a new audience. And so some of you may have watched that, and now you've come over and have started checking out the podcast. And if so, I want to encourage you. Every day we're here 7 days a week, 365 days a year. 6 to 8 minutes is about our average running time on the podcast, and we walk through the scriptures. We've started the Gospel of Luke. If you'd like to backtrack and join us on the journey, we started on October the 1st, 2023. So wherever you get your podcast, if you want to do a whole lot of scrolling, you can go back and take the journey with us on the entire Gospel of Luke. Before that, for over a year, we did the Gospel of Mark. And we move all over the place, occasionally air other things, interviews, Q&As, sermons. But most of the time, it's a daily journey. We call it the Deeper Daily Podcast because our goal from the very beginning of this was to every day go just a little bit deeper. Let's do precisely that as we jump back into the Gospel of Luke. We're in the 11th chapter. We've been in the 11th chapter since the 17th day of March. So if you want to just start at the top of a chapter. And I took so long because of as the Lord's Prayer. It has the friend who comes at midnight, the ask, seek, knock, all kinds of things. And it now moves over into this passage about casting out the mute demon. The moment the demon comes out, the man speaks. And I pick it up in verse 15, but some of them said, he casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, while others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. I want you to notice that the enemies of Jesus don't deny that these are actually demons coming out. They're not thinking Jesus is pulling some sleight of hand or, those people weren't really demon-possessed. He didn't do anything. So they're not saying that. They're not denying his power. They're just ascribing his power to the wrong power source. They're saying that he's doing what he does because he's using the power of Beelzebul, also known as Beelzebub. This is the name of a heathen god. We first meet Beelzebub in 2 Kings chapter 1, and it is a pagan god from the pagan. Well, let me give you just a quick rundown. The Greek word Beelzebul is a translation of the Hebrew or the Aramaic name for the prince of demons. It probably means, and we say probably because we have a long history with this and it's sometimes a little difficult to get to the very source, but it probably means Lord of Heaven. And it appears in the Old Testament in an intentionally distorted form, Beelzebub, Baal, Lord. Zebub is a fly, the Lord of the Flies. And in 2 Kings, it's named as the God of Ekron, the people of Ekron. It's the God that they worship. So the point of that is that this has a long history of being a power of the heavens. They might not have called it what we would, a power of darkness, but that's essentially what they're accusing Jesus of doing, is using the power of Beelzebub to cast out the devils in his day. Now, Jesus will then, of course, take this in verse... Well, before I jump to 17, really, I don't want to move too quickly right here, because there's an important thing to bring up. That 16th verse, others, because not everybody's accusing him of this, and Luke makes this clear. Some of them said he casts out demons by Beelzebub. Others, verse 16, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. And so the seeking of a sign from heaven is clearly marked as being done to test him, meaning being done to see if he's really who he says he is. Is he sort of a one-trick pony? Is he a guy that uses the powers, the sleight of hand, the power of darkness, whatever, to do what he's doing, and that's it? Or can he do other things? There's always a temptation when you're dealing with people to prove yourself, to prove that you can do what you say you can do. We live in a sort of a put-up-or-shut-up society. And it's not enough to just be confident in what you can do and then do it confidently or when you can or when you want to. We're an on-demand society. You know, used to, we were calling it a microwave society, everything quickly. Now we're streaming, we're on demand. You get it when you want it. And we kind of expect that out of people with the way they answer and how they do. We want it immediately. Jesus resists what had to be a temptation to give in. If you think this was not easy, I don't think we're understanding the psychology of humanity, and Jesus is human. But this had to be a temptation to go, you know what, all I got to do is do a few things and I'd win some of these people. If that's as simple as it gets, I'll do it. And I hear people to this day say, if God would just do this, people would believe. And I think that's the great temptation we've always had, is to sort of acquiesce to what people want rather than to really obey the voice of God. Jesus doesn't respond in a way in which they get what they want. The temptation to do so is still there for us, and we need every day. You know, what can you take from this today in the podcast? Well, take this. Take this as a thought for today. You don't have to perform for anyone today. You are who you are. You are who God says you are, and you don't have to prove that to anyone. More tomorrow. See you then. God bless.